Donald Trump isn't free speech's only problem. Trump attacks journalists verbally. He likes folks who body slam reporters. When CNN gets a pipe bomb, Trump blames CNN. We got angry when ISIS beheaded a journalist, but now it's okay if the killers buy our weapons and murder a mere Muslim. If we save our country, history will view this period as it does McCarthyism, or the Red Scare and Palmer raids right after the Great War. But in the McCarthy era, or the 60s, people who disagreed passionately, even violently, all revered our country's ideals. Most folks wanted to do right. When more people learned that McCarthy was a con artist, or the Vietnam War was both unjustified and counterproductive, opinions shifted, based largely on facts. Now it's less clear that many of us could change our minds if we learned more. Imagine using facts and logic to persuade a passionate Michigan fan to root for Ohio State. Free speech also faces new and subtle challenges. Its venues and enemies have changed. Most political discourse, such as it is on privately owned cyber venues, rather than our village squares and town halls. The First Amendment keeps governments from denying us freedom of speech, but doesn't restrict the billionaire owners of Facebook or Twitter. If you cheered when they booted Alex Jones, remember it could be us next. Meanwhile, free speech's natural allies were the weak, who needed its protection. Include progressives, ethnic minorities, gay folks, and women. But suddenly many of them are subordinating free speech to another worthy goal, protecting the vulnerable from hate speech. But vetoing a moot court topic because it involves the murdering of crosses is absurd. How do we confront racism without looking straight at it? Racism and violence against women aren't ghosts under a kid's bed. Maybe we should strengthen young minds to confront this world's madness. Universities should prevent people from being targeted by hate speech or bullying. But when it comes to more general public speech, I stand with free speech. Again, keeping Richard Spencer from speaking this week could mean banning you or me next week. Yep, he says hateful and ridiculous things. But 50 years ago, many thought that demanding ethnic equality or opposing the wanton destruction of Vietnam was loony and dangerous. Reasonable folks could disagree on some free speech issues, but Trumpism is an acute illness we must treat immediately by voting his enablers and sycophants out of office. By the way, a quick shout-out to my new friends in Silver City. Some dedicated KRWG listeners with whom I got to discuss this stuff Friday night at an ACLU meeting. Thanks.